Hello.
Oh, such sad music.
Is
I
it
love it.
sad?
It sounds sad to me. I like it. I like
You
sad
like
music.
it? Hello, this is Isabel and Wright's Grown Up Storytime, and Zane is here. He's complaining about my music.
No, I'm not complaining. I like it. There's a song I listen to called Death Number Four. I listen to it a lot.
I don't know if anybody's going to come and join us today. Did you see the tweet? I sent a tweet out.
I did. Little baby Groot.
Yes.
I am Groot. No, he little sounds way different. Groot. I can't replicate the sound effect they have for baby Groot. That's just way too high pitched.
Why?
Baby
why?
I don't know what that voice is.
Wait. Do that again. Do baby Groot
baby
again.
Groot. That's definitely not baby Groot.
That's just wrong. I don't know if you're seeing this, but on my live stream, I have this whole new kind of, there's like three extra slots for guests. I could have one, two. I used to be able to get four. Now I could have four, five. Can I count? I can't count. Four, five, six, seven guests. And it says I have some admin management and contributor. What's going on with the world? And now I'm going to end it. And now
Podbean is evolving.
Podbean is evolving, I guess. How cool is that? So tell me about this story thing that I'm participating in. Why are you doing it? And what is it, Zane?
Okay. So on the Twitters, because I'm on the Twitters, right?
On the Twitters, where we all are twit, where we're twitting on the Twitters.
Yeah, that reminded me of Pink Panther. Hey, I'm Blue Gal! One of my favorite scenes. Anyways, so I think it was for getting 400 followers. Mm. I want to do a thing. Because
Is that all you have? How many followers do you have?
No, I have 444.
Question. Oh, okay.
It's a very... I think it's 444, which is a great number. 445 now. Someone ruined it.
Oh, no.
EDM soundtracks just followed me. Wait, what?
I like 445. That's a better number. What do you mean someone ruined it? That's not ruined.
It's 444. It's perfect. EDM sound. So apparently some, I don't know. I don't know why they followed me.
I don't know. Why would they? Why would anybody follow you? What's wrong?
I just tweeted out. I don't know. I just tweeted out. A Hamilton soundtrack from SoundCloud? I don't know.
Are you listening
Alexander
to that?
Hamilton. I was. I can't listen to it right now, but...
Oh, anyways.
Yeah,
okay.
In the tweet, yes. In the tweet, I put, yes, I'm writing erotica while listening to Hamilton. I have no regrets.
Okay, so tell me about the Twitter thread, the story thing you're doing now.
Yeah, so for reaching 400 followers, I try to do something every 50 followers, usually involving the community. Because I like community involvement.
What so community?
The Twitter community.
Oh, the Twitter community.
Yep. Which is mostly just my followers. But, you know, every now and then someone will pop in that's not one of my followers. But, you know, it's been a while. Anyway. this current one is just, I thought it was going to be a lot sillier than it ended up being. But it was just start a thread with the group of people, whoever wants to do it, right? The volunteers. And then we just go down the list in a random order, which I just have dice with me because I play D&D because I'm a nerd. So I've just been rolling to see who goes next. Yeah. And I just skip repeats until I go through the whole thing.
But, I didn't know. I thought you had some really organized way, a pre-list, but you're just rolling like D&D kind of thing. How many sides does your dice have?
There are 10.
A 10-sided dice. Oh, 10 people. How cool. Okay. So you're rolling and that's how, okay. So, and you thought it would be silly. Really? What did
Correct.
You think it would look like?
I thought it was just going to be people putting random things to make me read stupid stuff. Right.
Oh.
Cause it's just whatever they put, I have to read unless it's just something terrible that I refuse to. Right. I thought it was going to be like, I eat poop or something like that. I could have sworn someone was going to put that. If my brother was on Twitter, I guarantee that'd be one of the lines.
That'd be like one of that kid's story, It's I can't remember the name
exactly.
of it.
Exactly. I thought it was just going to be some silly stuff. Instead, it's an actual story being written.
You, Zane, most of the people you picked are writers. They're not correct. Your brother. So correct. Why However, would you?
Every now and then people like to relax and be silly.
Yeah, but you didn't say pick a, you know, write a euphemism poem for me. You picked.
I just said anything you want.
There you go.
And then so... they chose what they wanted, which was not silly.
No, it's not silly. It's cool. It's evolving to be something unique. And that's fun. I see you with your popcorn. I didn't realize either there were so many popcorn gifts.
There's so many popcorn gifts.
So now you're going to have to read something smexy. Are you going to be, are you up for the challenge of a smexy read?
Yes.
It's are you
my
sure?
thing.
Is it your thing, Zane?
It's what I do.
You're Batman.
I'm out of water. No.
Uh-oh.
Good thing I have backup water. Oh.
Do you really? What,
yep.
So
I have
you don't
my
have
canteen,
to...
and then I have a gigantic jug of water.
So you don't actually have to go anywhere if you being
so
out
I have to
of
lean
water.
Lean over, grab this jug, and be careful while I'm filling this so I don't overflow. There we go. Oh, God. Okay, we're good. We're good.
You're making a mess? Are you getting water everywhere?
I almost did.
I cannot believe. I guess so. COVID isn't ending. I actually have a family member who was recently diagnosed with COVID. She's in her 30s. She'll be okay, but it's a mild case. But still, if her son got it, it could be pretty dangerous. Her son is 7, and he has asthma, terrible asthma. Has to use an inhaler constantly. Colds and stuff are at risk for him. So, but anyway, so I know people now who, and a friend of mine, her father also was diagnosed. And that is a miracle right there, because her father is not in any kind of situation to be dealing with COVID, but he also got a kind of lesser case of it. But so I know people now, it's hitting home, and I know people, I've always known people who have known people, but now I am like my family members. I've known people who have had other family members, or I've known people like my son, his teacher in school last year, he was one of the first in the area to get it. And my other son has a friend whose father had had it. So it's always been around, but now it's just getting a little closer. But in the days of COVID, people are going back to work because nobody's coming in to say hello. There are no people coming into the chat, and usually there are, which is kind of funny. All of that said, in the days of, remember when we did it before and people would pop in and out? Nobody's correct. Popping. Crimson is at work and people are doing all kinds of things. My friend Touch Type, who I write to all the time, is in England and has been sending me political cartoons. If you listen to this, send me a real email. I want to know how you're doing. he's been so unhappy, and I haven't posted for a while. Just that's kind of, and sending me some amazing cartoons, although I didn't get one today. July 10th, I didn't get one today. Or yesterday. Ooh, what's going on? I got up July 12th. Where did you go, Touch Type? So, just the world is moving on.
Well, it's trying.
But it's still, COVID's still out there. And you're working again and going to school again. Are you
because school is opening back up again because, America.
Woo, America! Yeah, so you will be on campus?
I will be. I will be wearing a mask and I will be sitting in the corner of the room, but I will be there.
You will be wearing a mask in the corner of the room, but you will be there. Wow.
Yep. Which is awfully unfortunate. I really don't want to.
I don't want you to either. I'm on Twitter looking where everybody is, and then somebody just, you know, dirty Twitter, so there's a picture of a butt. What is today? Today's Monday. Is today Monday butt night? No. It's just a random butt. have you posted your butt yet to Twitter?
Oh, no. I have not yet posted my butt on the Twitter.
You have not yet posted your, but you have posted morning, good morning, hello pictures, but not butt. How come? Where's, what, why hasn't that happened yet, Zane?
I just don't feel the need to post my butt.
Okay.
Post my stomach.
Your stunk?
No, my stomach.
Your stomach. So if the butt is not coming up, then that's good. I'm proud of you. You have drawn a line. No butt pics for Twitter.
Correct. I mean, at least for now, anyways. Who knows in like 2 years? Maybe I'll get like an amazing, just like workout butt.
Will you work out butt? Will you be working out at school in the gym?
No. I mean, I'll be riding my bike like I've been trying to do. That's about it. I don't know if that'll be good for my glutes or not.
I've been looking for a place to work out or some way to work out because I need to. I really, really need to work out, and I really want to have some regular thing to work out at. But some of the places are even open, and then I'm like, do I want to do that? All sweaty, and can I work out with a mask? How do you do that?
You wear a mask, and then you work out.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. I'm not sure that's what I want to do. I don't know that I want to work out with a mask. Maybe I was noticing that the Y here still had online things, so I might do that. Oh, look, somebody came in. Hello.
Hey, random person.
Hello, Alton Alton Labrook. Yeah, I don't know that I want to do that, so... So you're doing the thing on the Twitter. What else is up with Zane? You might have to go. You're back at school. When does school start?
Sometime next month. Because if I'm correct, it starts in August.
It starts in August. And then you're.
I haven't announced it yet on Twitter. It's not confirmed yet. It's almost guaranteed. But I will be getting a new job.
Ooh.
Yes. For a security company.
Ah,
imagine it's just Paul Blart, basically.
It's Paul Blart. And so if you're Paul Blart, will you be able to do stuff while you're working security, or do you, you're going to get a new job? Ooh. Ah,
yeah, it's going to be at a private facility. Or I would make the joke I normally do, but if I start working for them, I don't want to make that joke because they might be upset.
I know who you're talking about. Yes. But that's so cool. And you'll be making good money. So will you be keeping both jobs?
No, I'll be quitting my current job.
Oh, okay.
Email though.
Now, is the troll keeping both jobs, or is he quitting?
No, he has basically put in his 2 weeks' notice for the job for our job. Basically, it's going solo over there. I need to see because I couldn't get my access to my email yesterday. No, I need to email them.
Can you? You said your internet wasn't working very well today.
Correct. So. And I was having problems on my phone yesterday.
Oh, dear.
Correct. However, now I can access my email, so I'll just have to send them an email about it.
Yes, send them an email. Send them an email. And get that cool job where you make more money and it's boring and you work all the time, though. That would be good.
It will be awfully boring, and I will probably be working 3/12s.
3/12s. Oof.
And then a 4-hour shift on Sunday. But we'll find out. Yeah, I'll be much busier once I get this new job because it is full-time hours as opposed to part-time that I have now, which still keeps me fairly busy. But and then with school starting, I'm going to be a lot busier. So it'll be rough. Oh, well.
So, Zane, now let's talk about something naughty. Because that was boring.
Yeah, I was yawning internally.
Were you internally yawning? I wrote
externally yawning.
I asked a question on Facebook and I got 7 whole comments about it, which was kind of awesome. It was right. Do you write erotica or erotic romance? Do you get to live out your sex scenes, or are your sex scenes only how you imagine it could be? There's a little arrow pointing to me because my sex life has been either non-existent or pretty vanilla. And it says, do you have a favorite kink trope or fantasy you love to explore? So, Zane, You write erotic romance, erotica. Do you get to live out your sex scenes, or are your sex scenes how you imagine it could be? And you've answered this before, but just go ahead and answer it now.
Correct. Definitively how I imagine it could be is there's an upset dog in the background. I don't know if you can hear it.
The upset dog ruining
my podcast. That's not part of the fantasy.
No.
Yeah, definitely not part of the fantasy. Just dog. No. I am a virgin. I have yet to actually, physically do anything.
Virgin.
Correct. So I write everything is imagination.
Everything is imagination.
Yeah. One day that'll be different. But
technically a virgin.
Technically and physically, yes.
Physically. Yeah, but you have that toy thing that kind of de-virginizes. I don't care what anybody says. Once you've had, there's some experiences, I guess a technical virgin, right? But still, you have that toy and you put things in that toy and it totally de-virginizes you. I don't care.
I mean, I don't agree with that.
But, it's a mechanical divergentization.
That's exactly why I don't agree. Because by that same technicality, like there's always and I always hate hearing it when people say like the old story of like the girl when she's like 5 and falls on like the fence post. And I'm like, oh, stop it.
That's gross. Falls exactly, on, you don't have right? to fall on a, you could fall from a horse, which is what I did.
Yeah, no, but times. They specifically fall onto a fence post.
Yeah, no, but that's
and then it's like then they're like then like that's then that's them
losing. Oh, so life. That's how you see that me saying the
yeah,
toy
I'm like, yeah,
you falling
like,
on
you
the
have, like to me it's with a person and that's when you lose it, right?
Okay. So anyway, so you're an erotica writer who is a virgin, but you write these steamy scenes. And that was part of my question because I am an erotic romance writer who writes with a kink bent. Do you have a kink bent, Zane?
In the story I'm writing right now, there definitely is.
But you're writing that for somebody else. That's
correct.
Not custom story. Your, that's a custom
story. Yeah, I haven't, story. That's because I will be exploring more about myself in the future. I imagine I'll have a decent mix in the future once I start doing more things in person and actually experiencing them so I know what they are.
Oh, which reminds me, my friend Meryl, who is my publisher, she says you should auction that off, the right to do those things. You should have an auction to decide who gets to.
Oh my God.
Introduce. Oh, come on. It would be fun. You know, there
illegal.
Are books.
That about feels that. Highly illegal.
That is actually a kink trope right there. The virgin.
Wow.
Auction.
Really?
Yes. It's a huge. And it's if you go and looked on like Amazon for women, anyways, women erotica, getting their, the virgin auction is huge. It runs across all type of genres. It could be, it's a whole trope because it could be in a motorcycle club. You could be captured and have your, or you could do it in a billionaire thing, or, here you are in, it's a slave auction. It just goes across every genre in the, or whatever, every trope, genre, whatever, in romance has some kind of auction trope where you get your virginity and then that's where you meet your hero. And then there's a bad guy who sees you then and wants you so bad. So that would be cool. Zane's virgin auction. He could have, he's like doing it for his mother who has been diagnosed with something and he needs to earn money. And so he goes on to Twitter and he's like, all right, I'm going to sacrifice myself. To the highest bidder.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that's illegal in the United States. So I'd
yeah,
have to go
oh,
out of
I bet. I
in person would have to go out of country in order for that.
No, I bet there's an app for it. It's like a night with a friend.
I have to, or I have to hire a forensic financial forensic person to be like, hey, which bank process do I use?
I don't
which out of country
know
bank can I
that it's illegal. I don't know.
if I became a member of the Bunny Ranch.
What is that?
It's a brothel in Utah. Is it Utah?
Or it's Reno. Wherever. Bunny Ranch, Mustang Ranch, Mustang.
It's the Bunny Ranch is what it's called.
Bunny Ranch.
There's only like three brothels in the United States that are actually legal. That's one of them.
No, there was one in, they used to be legal, the Mustang. It was Mustang Ranch in Reno. And there were a couple of them because prostitution was legal in Nevada.
Then maybe there's only three well-known ones that I'm aware of.
That is possible. That is possible. Yeah. If you look them up, there was actually a whole article on them and the menu. And it was pretty interesting, you know, what legalized prostitution looked like. So that would be cool. Let's do it, Zane. I want to, I will be the MC and I won't even giggle. I'm such a, you know, I used to, what has happened to me? I have lost so
some
much.
Some people would say you've become corrupted. Others, such as myself, would say you've become enlightened.
Enlightened? No, I am corrupted. So part of my question was, and do you have a favorite kink trope fantasy that you love to explore? What is your favorite?
I don't really know yet. I mean, there is clearly, for anyone who follows me on Twitter, they'll know this. I am into Daddy Dom.
Mm-hmm.
Which, so that's, I think that classifies. That's the only thing I can think of at the moment.
Explain the Daddy Dom kink to me. I want to, just while I'm saying that, while I'm asking you that, there is a new podcast that I stumbled across on Twitter. I am ending my podcast. I'm coming to the end. We are coming to the end of my podcast. And I was looking for, I have a friend, she's like, you should have that person on. You should have this person on. So if you're listening, I want to tell you that if you go to TikTok, there are actually a lot of dominants on there that do and subs. And it's, well, not a lot. It's small enough that you can find them. And they have podcasts and they do little TikTok things. And they talk about the whole BDSM dominant sub thread, and it's pretty interesting, and TikTok's fun because you gotta know how to do stuff to do that thing. So if you can find them there. You can also, I just searched it the other day, and in my search I'm looking who Six Sheets Under Official came up. They are you can Google that, Six Sheets Under. It's two guys and they're actually local to where I live and they're just starting out. Their podcast is pretty small and they're talking about, I'm going to read their profile. I wanted to give them a shout out just because they're small, just because they're local and just because no other reason. I don't know them. I have no connection to them. I'm just like, oh, this is interesting. They started in May. They have no, well, this is cool. So I listened and, it's the official Twitter account for the podcast of 16th Under is Six Sheets Under Official at Six Sheets. Goodness, guys, you couldn't have picked a tongue twister, right? A show where you discuss sex, kinks, fetishes, and all things down and dirty. And since I'm telling you about them, and maybe they'll listen to this, I don't know. I gave them a couple of my podcasts that they could listen to this. I want to know about who you people are. Who are you, Six Sheets Under? Why you're talking about kink and stuff, but and you're just kind of amateurs who've been involved, but what is your kink? Who are you? And what's your personal experience? They've done a couple different shows. They just did Need Discipline, which talked about all the different ways you might need discipline and safety and stuff. And then they did an official kind of opening. I'm looking at all their podcasts. I'm trying to find, since I've only tried to open like 400 different Spotify accounts. They just annoy me. I don't love Spotify with its passwording. it's passwording and it's this, that, and the other thing. So they have B is for Bondage, an episode trailer, and You Need Discipline. So they're really new, but you could follow them and support them and encourage them and ask them questions and bug them and be obnoxious because they're weird and they're, by weird, they're Portlanders. They're weird Portlanders. And, you know, since I'm closing down, why not? Why not? So anyways, Zane, go back. Now that I've plugged them, tell me what a daddy dom is, because they did talk about that a little bit, but neither of them was a daddy dom. And that is an area where you, I know, lean.
Correct. Now, I will say, you could always ask them to come on to your podcast, you know.
I could.
Ask if they want you to go on to theirs.
Well, I'm not going to be bold enough to ask. They have to ask me. I've only been sending them, you know, like, hey.
I could ask them for you.
You need a woman to come on and talk about this who doesn't know anything about any of this stuff, who's never really done any of this stuff, but writes about it. That's not true. Let's see. Let me look at my messages. Hey, just want to say thanks for boosting our cast. We're small but working hard. We've been discussing interviews in the future. And if you'd ever be interested in speaking towards erotic fetish kink writing, we would be happy to interview you. I don't know. Do I want to be interviewed? Do I? There's
only one way to find out, and that's
they seem like a couple really of really nice guys, though. And maybe. I don't know. What do you think? I don't know.
Do it.
Do it.
Once. Do it.
Do it once. I mean, I got the microphone. Come on. I could do it exactly. Once, maybe.
Right. So I pulled something up because I read this from a writer. They had an article that went out, and I was like, this is a great description. So I can just pull it up. All right, because when I first started looking into it, because I have the perception that it's like an age thing, right? That it's just this weird like age or like incest play kind of thing. That is the common perception outside of it, which it is definitely not. I'll just read it. This particular kink does not have anything to do with feelings of incest or pedophilia, and has nothing to do with children. So get that thought right out of your head. I like that part. That's good.
Quincy's here. Yeah. Keep going. Keep telling me about the daddy. Yeah.
The daddy slash little relationship is often a nurturing, gentle, and loving one. Daddies can want to take care of their baby girls and pamper and shower them with affection, or things can take a bit more of a kinky turn. Some daddies want their littles to submit to them in every way, asking daddy permission for them to touch themselves or get off, doing whatever daddy asks them, and even taking a naughty spanking for daddy once in a while. And then it goes more into the article. Or there's like the, which this isn't just, I think, specific to a daddy style dominant relationship, but like they like will take care of their submissive, like they will make them food, they'll make their breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They will prepare their clothes and stuff like that. Almost like an actual father taking care of their child, except it's just they're submissive. Which is some of the more, I don't know how common that is, but yeah,
on TikTok he's in the military. He is a daddy dom, and he does that. He actually has a little TikTok about preparing meals and things for his sub, because she is an empath sub, which I'd never, I've heard of empaths. It's not the empathic people. I've actually seen articles where it's not a thing, but if you know somebody who is that way, and it doesn't have to be female, my husband is actually that way, and two of my kids are. If you know somebody who is that way, you know that it's a real thing, that it's a person who walks into a room and can sense the feeling in the room. If it's if it was a room where everybody was angry, and like a Black Lives Matter protest or an Antifa protest or a tax protest, my husband would walk into the room and feel that and soak it up in a negative way. It would like bombard him. and he would either respond to it or have to leave the room. My kids, same way. They would notice that negative feeling. If it's a positive thing, they would walk in and feel the buoyancy and the positive of the room. Some empaths are more, daddy dom comes home and he is like in a bad mood and she's connected with her empath, you know, with her feelings, they're going to respond to a daddy dom differently. So I never knew it was like a thing, you know, he's got an empath sub. So she's a specific type of person who's going to respond to all of his moods in a unique way. And I thought that was kind of interesting. You might want to get a TikTok and follow him, Zane.
Maybe. First, I have to learn how to use TikTok because I have a TikTok, but I legitimately do not know how to use the search function.
Oh.
Because I will type in a name and it will not pull them up.
I will share it. And then you know what happens a lot of times is someone will share something and I'll go to TikTok and it goes to the wrong account. It just goes to a general thing. And so I have to go back, click it again, and then it will finally go to the right person. It's like it just goes to general, and I don't know. You're right. TikTok's a little weird that way. If you do TikTok and know how to do it and want to teach me, please send me a DM because I would like to learn.
It's probably on YouTube.
Oh, probably, but that means I have to learn and I want somebody to just walk me through it.
That's kind of what YouTube videos do, you know, they kind of just walk you through it.
Yeah, but they take so long and they waste all their time and they never get directly to the point. And then there's a commercial and it's irritating. I don't like it.
You got it.
I'm not actually, is Quincy in the chat talking? Because I'm not actually there. Did he hear me be whiny? I bet Quincy, are you a daddy dom? I bet you could be. I bet that is totally in you. He seems like I shared another tweet. Greetings all. That's all I got. I could be, but I'm not. Yep. You could totally play it vocally. Ooh, yeah, you could.
I find this like a lot of men, especially on the Twitter, that could.
Like, I think it takes it.
Very specific characteristics that fit into it, right?
Uh-huh.
But because one thing that I think is interesting about the
little, you're
that
coming young, in and it doesn't out.
Even have to
you're
be like you don't even have to be active that into the kink. You can still be very vanilla.
Uh huh. No, you're just a little choppy.
That's strange. But what I was saying is, even though it's a kink, there's a lot of aspects to it that could just be brought into a vanilla relationship outside of the kink itself. And I think it would actually add a lot to a number of those type of relationships while not entering into the kink itself.
It could be, but... you know, I don't... Did you hear... You were here. You heard my interview with Hans. With Working Hans. And he talked about, you know, he's a different kind of dominant. But he talked about the communication aspect. And I need to tell you that most men that I have encountered in life and that of wives that I know, that communication aspect, that open, I want to know everything about you. I need to know how you feel about this situation. Let's talk about it. This is what I want in that situation. That give and take kind of communication is in any kind of dominant sub relationship is very rare in other relationships. Most people, relationships just don't have that level of communication. It's not a thing. They think they do, but they don't. There's just, it takes time to talk, right? It takes a lot of time to talk, to have the basket back and forth, to stop, to be honest, to be raw. And I don't know a lot of people that are, you know, willing to go that raw.
Communication is tough.
Yeah, communication's really hard. So,
so key, and it's so not like in, I think in just about every culture, it's so not touched upon or taught or just clearly told how important it is in pretty much everything in life. If
yeah,
work,
so
relationships, family, friends, right? Just
that's
coworkers.
true. Like, right?
All these things that if people just were clear with what they actually wanted and needed and were going through, everything would just be so much smoother in the world.
I have talked to a couple people about rules. As someone who worked as a caregiver and a nanny, I would go into people's houses and they would give me a list of rules. Quincy says, I enjoy the DDLG dynamic, but it's not a deal breaker. So I'd go into these houses and people would give me a set of rules, but what they wouldn't give me were all the rules. Families and people in general always have like 100 rules that they never tell you because they don't understand that those are rules. I was recently journaling about how when somebody needs comfort, like if you were a daddy dom, it would be important to you to important to know how your sub received comfort. Some people want touches, I would assume most little girls would, but some don't want to be touched when they're needing comfort, and that would be insulting. You know, they don't want loving touches, then that invades their space then, and it's a threat, and they would be deeply insulted and offended if you tried to do that. Or some want words, and other people, you try to comfort them with words, and they're like, words are a waste of time. Why are you giving me words? If you even knew me, you wouldn't even waste your time with words. And other people are you know, everybody has their different thing for comfort in a high stress situation, but they don't know. And if you give them the wrong thing, they are insulted and put upon and hurt, and it can break a relationship. But they don't know that that's a rule with them, so they don't tell you, this is how I need to be comforted. Nobody comes out and says, this is what I need. If you want to comfort me, give me this. And it can be so frustrating, let me tell you.
Cal has joined. Hello, Cal.
Hey, Cal. Nice to see you. So we're talking about just how important communication is. And so I was talking about this. I see that all the time. Even on that other podcast where they're talking about the kinks, they were talking about how important communication is because you can have something called a sub drop, which I had only heard about very recently. What's a sub drop? I don't know what a sub drop is. Is that a
Neither do
thing?
I have no
Could it
idea what
be
it
a
means.
thing? It is a thing, and you need to know about it
What is this
because
thing?
it is a thing where if you are doing a scene or you're interacting with your person, something happens where that person is triggered emotionally and they can drop and go into such an emotional state where if you don't deal with the state, if you don't deal with low blood sugar or something, you know, the intensity of the scene, they drop in that scene and then later they could want to commit suicide. They could be at such an emotional point where they're just falling apart because they had a moment in that scene that triggered something in their lives that they didn't realize it triggered. It's a thing.
Yes. Now I know the name.
So for me, I
Pineapple.
have I pineapple, a sub drop, dom drop are very really things, and they can manifest in real many ways. How do you know this, Mr. Quincy? I didn't. And what is it? They didn't discuss the dom drop, so I don't know what the dom drop is and what that means.
I'm going to assume it's very similar.
Would it be similar? Would it be like a I need to ask, where's Hans? Come on, Hans. You're gonna have to explain this. I'm gonna have to look in because I didn't realize these were a thing. But I know for me, I have a pretty heavy humiliation rejection trigger. And if I cannot, I just it is so sensitive that it's
Bacow.
It takes me into hate to pop in to leave out later on, but thanks for stopping by, Cal. I appreciate it. You put me in that. I get that. You know, there was a thing for you on Twitter, and it bothered me because it felt like it might be a humiliating thing, and I just went to this dragon mode of anger over it. And that's kind of how I respond to it. It could be a sub drop for me, the humiliation trigger or the rejection trigger, because I just go to this place in my head so fast that it's not even funny. That if, and it doesn't, it can be a conversation even for me. That's so sensitive. The humiliation thing, because of past things that have happened, I don't tolerate it well. And even if somebody did not intend to humiliate and reject me, because I don't tolerate it well, it's just like an instant thing that you go to in your head. So say you were communicating and you said something, Mr. Z. Okay, I can just give you an instance between us. Remember when I wanted my own words? Correct. Really wanted. Okay, so that was a thing for me, because when you share words that you had given to me with somebody else, that is a rejection. I know it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't really matter. It just makes sense to me.
The reason it's still my screensaver.
So when you, if you shared words that you had given to me with somebody else, it would be a heavy thing for me because those were mine, and that would be a rejection of our relationship, of a special intimacy, a friend intimacy that we had shared. It would mean to me that it wasn't as important to you, and it would send me into this, why am I wasting my time here? I'm totally humiliated. Why did I share these truths? I shouldn't have gone here. And it would just send me to a place of anger and pain, just like instantly. So, and that could just happen in a conversation for me. So I imagine in a sub dom situation, if you were in a heavy kind of, or a daddy dom situation, if you were in a heavy position or a heavy scene or whatever you were doing, and you did something and I got sent there and you didn't know I was sent there, although you would know because I respond pretty fast about, I can't even get close. I can do, there's so many things I can say yes to, but that is just not, I can't tolerate it. I just have no toleration for it. Toleration? So yeah, so you're going to have to tell me what a dom drop is, Quincy. Send me, you know, I don't know. You're probably at work though, so you can't really respond. So we're going to have to look that up because I don't know what that is. They didn't talk about the dom.
I have no internet.
You can't Google it and you have no internet. I'm going to have to Google it because I don't know what that is. That's an interesting thing.
I was just
thing.
Getting ready to open Google. I was like, oh, wait.
So the other, I was talking about, this started because I posted this question on Facebook and I do want to get back to, let me, so the question was on Facebook, do you write erotica or erotic romance? Do you get to live out your sex scenes, and are your sex scenes only how you imagine them? And I had 7 answers. One was he had to come back to it. His relationship between a sex life and fantasy life and writing life is kind of hard to explain. One was I've done a lot, but I also write what I want to do. Another response was oftentimes I think this doesn't work like that. That's not really safe. Hopefully nobody tries this at home. Let's just say I have a lot of been there, done that moments while reading books that are not especially labeled as DS. My book is not a DS labeled that way, but people who have read it, like In My Hands Audio or scenes from it, says that it has a strong feel. A really strong feel, which is why he likes to read for me.
99% feel. Yeah.
and Zane, who has read some of my books, says that it has a strong
99%.
You've read.
I read that and I was like, this is like almost word for word, like daddy dom, little girl, like baby girl. That's
fine. I don't have, there's no daddy baby girl in there.
See, exactly. And that was what I was trying to say before about the kink, right? Like, there's a lot of it that can translate just into like something that would be like, I think, healthy for a relationship while not being in the kink at all.
Okay, wait, now, which scenes did you read? Which one were you reading? That, did you read the punishment thing? The spanking bench?
Oh, God, bench? No. You'd never sent me that.
Oh, no. But other stuff that I've sent.
Yeah, other stuff, yeah.
Okay, so I had somebody else read that scene, and they were the same thing. It was like, this is so dominant submissive, and I'm like, oh, I didn't know that. I really did not, you know, I knew I was writing a dominant male, and but I thought my submissive female was pretty, you know, I thought that was just their love relationship. I didn't realize it was this whole kink.
Little did you know.
And another, I'm going to name this author, Tabitha Black, who's a pretty awesome author. You can find her on Amazon. She says, I write erotic romance and I've done most of what I've written about. She writes, paranormal books aside, have yet to meet a guy who knots. Yeah, I need a guy who knots. I'm not going to explain what a knot is, but. Publisher lady Meryl got a new. She hasn't reviewed it. Oh yes, she got a new toy.
Yeah, she talked about that. Yeah.
And it has a. I've seen it. It has a knot. It's kind of.
I'm interested in how that works on the toy. Right?
Oh, it's kind of interesting.
I know like the relative science of it in real life, right? Like, mm-hmm. It's a muscle and stuff that expands and like contracts and all that. But how does it work with the toy? Is there like a control to it? Or is it just like just set there? I don't know. I'm curious. I'll have to read the review when she gets to it.
Yeah, I hope she gets around to the review. You need to review that toy, Meryl. So
didn't she say like she got the wrong size? Like it was the really big
No,
size?
That was a different one.
Okay.
That
okay.
She had planned to use and it was like a medium or something.
Yeah.
And it's bigger than a soda can. It's huge. It's massive. Now she has enough experience that she's like, well, you could train this to use in a different hole. But which is really hard for me to say still. Oh my god. That's good. That's good, right?
That actually reminds me. That I think that's there's a kink for that.
Oh yes. It's a monster. There's a monster kink.
No, you know, not that. Like the ridiculously large toys.
Yeah, somebody was like gonna, I saw a thread somewhere. I don't know, between one of my accounts, there was a thread, and somebody posted a zebra cock that was longer than the woman was wide. If she laid down on her side, the cock was wider across than her waist, at the widest part of her waist, like at her butt line, where you know your waist is kind of curvy. It was longer than that. And it was about as wide around as a soda can, if not wider. It was massively scary. People are insane. Okay, sure. I just need to put in that if that's your thing, whatever, go for it. However, be aware that certain things are lasting. And you're going to be 80 wearing a diaper because you stretch out that much to use that kind of thing. Oh my gosh, there are consequences. I just can't even imagine. So do your research.
And then safely practice your kink.
Yeah, risk reward, people. Risk reward. It really is your risk. I don't know.
Quincy is regretting things now.
Are you? Is he?
I don't know if he's typed it, but I have a feeling he's regretting.
Oh my gosh! So that's. I don't know how we got. Oh yeah, I was talking about the kinks and whatever, and Daddy Dom and all this stuff, and yeah, it's a thing. I have learned so much from Dirty Twitter. It's not even funny, Zane. I'm too much. Oh God, help me! I'm going down.
No, you're not. That's my
job. Oh, I had to talk to my pastor's wife today. No, we didn't talk about this.
I would assume not. Especially from talking about your church a little bit. Yeah, I don't think they're as forward thinking as some others.
No. Well, they're a great community.
I'm sure they're great.
They're a wonderful, supportive community. Yeah. Just, you know, morality is a thing. I don't know why. Why not? Why not what?
Why did you not talk to them about this? I think that's what is
why. You're like, why not discuss this with your pastor's wife? Yeah.
You never know. She may do her own research.
Brass tacks comes down to it. Somebody's going to ask, you know, why do you not want to stay with your husband? And I could just pull out the zebra cock. That would just, you know, silence the room. I never get to use it. Don't want it. It's not coming near me, but it would just pull that out and be like, this is why. Please just let me go. I love you people. Let's just go quietly into the dark night. Let her go to the dark side. So I am going to publish this. I'm not cutting it out. That's not happening. No.
I first don't require you to order it and pay however much money that is. Which is probably not cheap. I can only imagine that thing is like so expensive.
Yeah. And where would, how could you hide it from the kids? I'm not one of the, I just.
You have a hollowed out statue with like a chest that opens and you hide it in there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Meryl has a special cabinet for hers, but she collects the minis too. So she gets a regular suit.
You should get like an old 80s cartoon style bookcase that just opens up to a secret room and just has, it's just that's filled.
Secret room of plants and cocks, and they're just tiny. They're like McDonald's fun size. And
that's one way to say it, yeah.
She gives me so much to talk about. That's what you need in your room, in your corner. Yeah, why not? Let your kids find it once and they'll never look for it again. I'm pretty lucky in that my kids don't go through my stuff. I do have one son who's like, Mom, I'm going to out you. And I'm like, if you out me, if you go anywhere near my writing stuff, I am so going to get you back for it. He's like, how would you get me back? I'm going to come to school and just do something insane. You just better not. He's like, what would you do? You can't embarrass me anymore. My friends know everything. Oh, I would find a way. I would find a way.
That's something I've never, like, I hear about, like, kids going through their parents' stuff. I've never done that. I'm like,
why would you,
like, if you see something really cool, right, and you want it, even if it's irrelevant, that I can understand. But, like, I've never actually had any friends that have just snooped through their parents' stuff.
Who snooped and found accidentally, you know.
Who knows?
Some really. Kind of, you know, because women don't, you want to keep that stuff convenient, I guess, and it's a pain to just have to. And then if you forget, and I don't want to talk about this. So Zane, what else should we talk about? What else are you doing? How's life?
It's life. It's busy.
It's busy. Why is it busy? Why, Zane?
Oh, life at home, life at work.
Why else, Zane?
I feel judgment. For those who don't know, I'm public about it. All right, I'm in multiple online relationships at this particular moment in time.
You're polyamorous. You're poly Twitter miss. Twit polyness. Twitter polyness.
And I can feel Isa's judgment from here.
I'm not judge. It's just a time thing. I don't understand the time thing.
She fails to grasp how I have time for all these people.
You're definitely not 4-houring it. You're totally failing in the 4-hour per person thing. I'm just, you know, you can't even commit to a 1 week. I mean, even if you gave each person 4 hours per, you just the rotation aspects of it.
I was waiting for Quincy's to laugh. Yeah.
Quincy, 4 hours. Definitely not 4-houring it. I'm sorry. Did I out you? So people know. Don't no, no judgment.
I've written about it in stories. I've talked about it in a few AMAs.
Okay, good. Okay, good.
Like I don't like actively tweet about it, right?
But you're not like bragging you, on your. Yeah. No, please no, come here and no judgments here. I'm not judgmental. Maybe. Okay, a little bit. Yeah. I'm trying. I still have pearls.
Yeah.
I still have pearls.
I like Although, to say it's like the old gentleman arrangement. Like if you are with someone, this is how I see it. If they want to talk about it, I'll let them talk about it. But unless they want to talk about it, I won't talk about it.
I was, I have a friend who is a poet who is.
Which, by the way, if any of you are listening, Iso is very mad at me because I won't tell her who anyone is.
Yes. No, and he hasn't. I have no clue. And it's very frustrating because he's like supposed to be my brother and best friend. And he hides things from me.
You say and hide. I say just not telling you.
You are not telling me all the things you need to tell me.
I need and is you a strong word.
Tell me. I need to know if.
I need to not tell you.
I need to know if these people meet my approval, and they pretty much don't, because you're special and wonderful and deserve someone who wants all of you and won't share you and doesn't want anybody else but you and only wants you because it's you.
Some judgment right there.
And if you love Zane and you're listening to me and you want to discuss this with me, feel free to come in and we'll have a chat because I think he's worth it. Ha!
Clearly they also think I'm worth it.
Yeah, not worth it to not be exclusive. But anyways.
It's not a thing for everyone.
I have a friend, Seven of Night, who is, I'm actually written some poetry for him, with him, that is going to set my hair on fire. I don't know about other people, but when I go through and read it later, I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I wrote that with him. That's really, really, really... Am I really going to publish that?
It's stuff you would judge yourself for. Yeah.
It's really hot. It's so amazing. I mean, and he writes a lot of, he just is taking the lid off the forbidden chest, I guess. But anyways, I was asking him the other night some questions, and he was being so vague, and he's like, I am, aren't I? And he wouldn't tell me. And I'm like, come on, man, I thought we were friends. He wouldn't tell me who or what or when or nothing. And I'm like, you were supposed to tell me, because we were talking before, and I'm like, women are going to be throwing their panties at you. And he's like, no. And I'm like, yes. He's like, really? And I'm like, yes. And he's like, nuh-uh. So, and I'm like, yes, and you have to tell me. And then he got all vague. Because, you know, you men, you're all like protecting. I don't care. I want to know.
Hey, it's up to the women, all right? Men... It's just a cultural thing. Men don't talk about it, all right?
Oh, gentlemen, I suppose.
You're gentlemen.
I wouldn't want anybody outing me, so or anything I've done, or and any conversations I've had.
It's actually something I wanted to have too. Was like, right, like the gentlemen, they'll never tell about who they're with, but they're like a number of them are fine if the woman just yells from the rooftops, "I'm with him." Just like, yeah, that's fine.
Sometimes, unless that gentleman is in 10 other relationships and some of them don't know about each other, maybe.
If
I don't
they're, if they're
know.
Cheating on someone, yes.
No, they like to keep it vague. I knew somebody who was, you're not the only one with the polyamorous Twitter. It's a thing on Twitter for men and women, the poly, the thing, you know, the several. I don't understand how
if you're cheating on someone, don't tell the other person to yell from the rooftops that you're cheating on that person. Yeah. I understand if you want to be open about it, but just maybe not.
I am so going to write, if I wrote contemporary, people would need to be, it would be so, oh man, the book, just the, oh, it would be a tell-all. You could just,
It's very
and I would not hold back on pay on some payback. There would change names, of course, but the payback would be such a beautiful thing. That's never gonna happen though. So, but still.
Don't worry, Quincy. I have no idea what's going on.
That's not true. He does. So yeah, we've been on an hour already. I wanted to get on and chat with you so that I could share this. Nobody tells me anything. Quincy, wait, no, were you calling in? Call in. If you want to call in, I'd click on that. I'd be like, I saw your head bouncing. You could call in. Call in. I dare you. You're probably at work though. Type call.
Actually, I don't know what time zone you're in, Quincy. You're in a time zone.
It was an accident. Brett Dial. Well, on you. to tease me that way. I wanted to get on and just do a chat with you, Zane, and find out where you were at, because we hadn't done it for a while. And also because I am winding this podcast down. When I stop it, if there's an episode that you have a favorite episode on, they're going to be gone. Like Zane's wonderful reading Dr. Seuss and dying laughing, which I will love and be precious to me forever. I will be the only one who has that. It will be gone forever. And gone. No one, yeah, they're gone because I have to pay a service to have this. And if I am not paying for the service, they go poof. And then I have them. I have the originals because I haven't erased any of those, but they're all over my computer and they're not organized. So if you wanted me to find one, I'd be like, this way they're organized. So you need to go and listen. There are some great interviews. There are the Mute Zero audio dramas, which he also has on YouTube. There are some great encounters, some really funny, hilarious moments, some sincere, beautiful moments where Zane and I read poetry and then we took that poetry and I sent it to Mute and he put music to it.
I still have it downloaded.
There's also Ben coming on the first time I chatted with Ben and me like pushing Becca out of the way. Get out of the way, Ben's here! Oh my God! The shame of that will never leave me. I apologized.
On the upside, ISO, all of these will be just for you.
I know they're all mine to listen to. And then my conversation with Quincy will be gone and my other interviews, all that's gone. So go and listen this month.
The real tragedy is the story of Quincy in, was it Daytona?
Pants! Pants! Yeah. Quincy's pants!
Yep. Those stories will be gone.
They're mine. They're just mine. Talking with Cal and just all these other things that I got to do, women writing women, men writing women, talking with Johnny, and being baby girl the first time and having it, not baby girl, but good girl the first time and having it be like, oh my gosh, that's a thing with me. Stop it. Don't ever say that again.
Johnny.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I was listening. Yep.
I did not know until that moment that that was a thing. but he's got a voice. Okay. You got to have a voice or a connection somehow. And then I've also seen him nude. So those things together were a thing. I've not seen him nude in person. Let's just clarify. I've seen him nude on his Twitter.
For those who don't know, Johnny Jackhammer, he is a porn star.
He's my own.
The Battle of the Strong. What are you going
to
do with the
Battle? Oh, I need to post it. I'm going to share it on the podcast, but then it will be gone. Actually, Quincy, I have a website and I can also permanently put it there, which is another thing that I intend to do to it. I will upload it with the word. I need the words. You need to send me the words that you wrote. I will upload it there with the words and it will be a permanent post. So you can share it out too from there. Yes, I have a website. IsabelleAndWrites.blogspot.com is my website. So things like that are like poetry or readings or even Ben's readings and readings related to my book will be there. Not interviews, like single interactions will be on my website embedded. And so I'm going to put the Ballad of Strong there too. And I'm also going to ask pay for somebody to add some music to that, probably. So at some point in time, maybe make it, you know, dramatize it, make it cool. So that's what I'm going to do with it. But I wanted to air it. I am going to air it. And if you wanted to come on too, you said maybe you wanted to do another interview. The podcast ends officially August. I'm done. So you've got through the rest of the month, another 2 weeks, I think. So, and then I'm done. So come and listen. And yeah, I'm going to post the Ballad of Strong. Thank you for reminding me I need to do that. I've been a little distracted. I've been distracted finishing up edits. And so now they're Her Broken Alpha, my second book, the book that you, if you've heard In My Hands Audio, Ben read Dare. This is his book. It's going to the proofreader soon. And then we will be having pre-orders available. So, while that's done, I'm working on other things, on other, like Caught. If you have listened to my podcast, you've heard me read from Caught. I'm working on that and a few other things, and a poetry book, a filthy bestial, not bestiality, but
primal.
Ooh, that's a good word. Primal poetry. That's what I should call it.
Finger guns right there.
By hey, the way. That's perfect. Primal poetry that I'm doing with Seven or Mr. Beast, Night Seven of Night. I'm also working on that, rounding that out so that I can publish that. That's a, oh, and I wanted to say, I have a poetry account you could follow. It's extremely filthy because I often write poetry for,
I like to say, enlightened.
It's smexy. It's like smexy in the extreme, right? Because I write poetry. I am collaborating with with Stefan from SWL. Where is it? Come up.
While that up, I'm just going to take a moment to say that current custom story I'm writing for someone, I'm at 2,300 words.
Really? Yes, that's pretty good because. Come on, why is Twitter not giving me Stefan?
I think people are going to like it. I think I was explaining to someone the other day, I was like, what someone told me once about some of my writing. I think, you are such a romantic, a filthy romantic. And I was like, perfect.
Filthy romantic. You are. You are a filthy romantic. Where is it? Okay, so it's Stefan at SWL Photographic. He has some amazing photographs. Some of them are very, well, okay, all of them, most of them are very sensual.
93% of what he puts on Twitter.
And some of them are extreme in the sensual, and I have been writing poetry for them as Lost Darling Girl on Twitter, and you know, he doesn't hesitate for the shots, the close-up shots, this, that, and the other thing. He goes there. So but some of them have just been so strikingly intimate to me that I just wanted to add the words to them and see if I could take them from being pornographic to, you know, something intimate and powerful and interesting and unique and that speaks to different relationships. And so I don't, yeah, that's what I'm hoping my poetry says. I don't know. More men follow that account than women. So that might say something too. I don't know if that's necessarily... I don't know. And I occasionally get the DM slide that is just a little bit uncomfortable. That account, actually have a post with it. My pinned post says, if you send me an unsolicited picture, I'm going to share it with the world. And I'm going to share your account name with the world. And I'm going to rate it. So don't slide. Just don't. you can, I don't mind visitors. I don't mind talking to people. I've got to talk to some people from India and all over the world. And that's, and Seven, he didn't, he's too polite. I actually bombarded him and said, hey, let's write together. And he was like, what? The poor man didn't know what hit him. So yeah, I am winding down the podcast because I just don't have time for it. I kind of miss it already. And yeah, that's the thing. I don't know about the other guys, the Six Sheets guys, if they want a guest woman at some point in time. I don't know. But I feel like the storytelling thing has, even though stories are powerful, right? We all love stories, right, Zane?
Correct.
He's tweeting.
Actually, I'm getting a message.
Ah, we all love stories. And so I'm passionate stories still about your story and however you tell it and whatever it happens to be. I am still very passionate about that and will continue to be passionate about that. But I think some of the conversations have gone, and I'm in a different place now, have gone a different bent. So just keeping the podcast was just not monetarily wise, because I do pay for it monthly. And also I could not time-wise, I just don't feel like I'm maintaining it. Although I need to say, I have had help. Some amazing people chipped in at the beginning to help support this podcast. And I want to thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for sending money and funds so you could read along with me with Kot and other stories and get some of the content that we've had. When I first started, I really wasn't in a position to pay for it, and I had some help. And I just, you guys, my audience, you people are amazing. Really? Don't you think your audience is amazing, Zane?
10,000 million, 50 bajillion percent, yes.
They're just so generous, so supportive, so kind. I've not ever had a cruel word, even some salacious stuff maybe, but never cruel. And just so, so amazingly kind, touched my heart. And if there's any way, if you ever need anything from me, just let me know. If I'm not doing something that I promised, like writing a book, feel free to come and talk to me and let's talk it out, and I'll tell you where I'm at and what's next.
Oh, podcast listeners, because she won't edit this out. Just pressure her. Her friend, her people wanted me to do an audiobook.
Zane wants a whole. Somebody suggested a whole audiobook from.
I didn't. I didn't say I wanted it. I said your people wanted it. I would 100% read it, but they wanted it.
An audiobook.
Of Droki.
Of Druku. Yeah, the Orkai, an Orkai audiobook. A couple people were like, we want an audiobook like this. And I wouldn't do it because I didn't want, he couldn't read the girl. It would be funny to do the girl voice. I don't know. I know people do that. That's how audiobooks are made, right?
It would be my normal voice, or it would just be me reading in a normal voice.
But I could do a whole story. Do you know how long that would take you to record? Do you really want to do that?
Who knows? We'll find out.
Why not? I still need to do something for for Constantine Kane. I have done the Sasha audio. I need to do a Kane audio. So much to do.
I need to find a voice for Kane.
Or
we need to find someone else who can do Kane.
Yeah, or someone else who can do Kane. I mean, there are a few, like, you know, Seven of Night. He has a fantastic voice, but he has his accent is just doesn't work for it. So, yeah. Things to do, people. I think I've done everything I want to do. Is there anything else you want to say? Pop in. And Quincy, is there anything I can do? A shout out for you? Anything I can, you know, because I'm going to post this. I'm going to share this. I will share it with the world. In fact, I'm just going to recycle it right away and post it. Post the, not even edit, just repost. Okay, the room is silent, so I guess we're good. Big hug to everybody. I'm going to put the goodbye music on. Thank you for joining me today, Zane. And I can't wait to hear how your story goes. We could maybe do another podcast and you could read it live. Wouldn't that be fun?
That would take, I don't know how long it would take. If it's anything like my other readings of my other stories, you definitely won't be able to listen. And second, I think it'll be like, because it's almost doubling, about like 25 minutes. Be a while.
That's okay. I've read like a half an hour stories on you just have to forgive your, you know, read through it one time so that you're prepared so you don't make as many mistakes.
Well, there will be a million mistakes, I'm sure. People don't get to listen to the back to the editing process of whenever I edit an audio.
But I think and it comes out perfect. Like, and that's important because it's an audio, but you know what? Listeners do not care in general, because I've had feedback on that. I know you care. But if you read it live and it was not perfect, listeners just love. Okay, so when Johnny read his story, I wrote a story specifically for Johnny. He got a lot of positive feedback. Mostly the negative feedback was all slow down, right? And that's stuff you've heard. And that's what you would have told him too, was slow down and savor the story. Savor the words, slow down, talk to the woman, and be sexy when you're doing it. And he was already sexy. He just needed to slow down. But it didn't matter. Everybody was like, oh, wow, this is awesome. There was still positive along with it because they're like, do it again. We want more. Nobody said, stop it. What are you doing? So you don't have to be perfect. There'd be all over you. Are you kidding me?
I know. Come on. Doesn't mean that I have to enjoy the fact that sometimes because of my brain damage, I'll try to say a word and I won't be able to say it for like a solid 10 seconds.
I don't care. Yeah, that's all good. Slowing down. Sure. It's good. Sure. Maybe I can get Cal back on here and I can read some euphemism poetry.
Maybe you can get Seven on and he can read the story so people can enjoy that accent.
Yes. The problem with Seven is he's on the other side of the world.
Dang it.
And his daytime, really he like is that. Like asleep now. His
those
daytime.
Of you who haven't heard Seven's voice? It's good.
He does have a good voice. You need to tell him. Why don't you get on his, just post directly to his feed and tell him and say, Isa told me to tell you what I thought of your voice. I'm an audio artist and I think you should read some poetry with her. He's heard you already.
Did he not
because
listen to your podcast?
Probably not. Why would he listen? Seven, are you listening to the podcast? I'll be like, Seven, we talked about you. Maybe he'll listen to it. We talked about you, Seven. We talked about everybody, almost everybody. Oh, why are you laughing?
No reason. Definitely not the way you said that at the end. Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. No judgment has been passed. No.
Tell me. Review my how I talked about it. Was it?
No,
was
there's it, supposed to be outro music, right? Let's get to that.
No. Review how I talked about it. Was it lame? Is that what? Or was it like devious? Was it? Well, how was it?
The world will never know. I mean, the world will clearly know because they can hear it. You'll just have to listen back.
I'm not listening back. I never listen back. It's embarrassing to listen back. Who does that?
Me.
I don't listen to them over. Really?
Back.
No, I do them once and send them out into the world and never listen again. I'm not going to listen to those.
I listen like three times because I go through editing.
Oh, how do you even I still have not listened to my first part in the in the Mute Zero production, the awesome, incredible Mute Zero production, the big one that he did. That Quincy was in, and it is Meme. I haven't listened. I skip over it. I'm not listening.
To be fair, though, whenever I edit, you have to remember, I'm at least partly autosexual, so there is that.
No,
it makes editing kind of a pain, to be honest. To those of you who don't know what that means, just Google it. And thankfully, it only applies to when I'm listening to myself in an audio for some reason.
Zane's got his headphones on and he's at home and he's editing and his brother's in the room talking to him and he's trying to edit this sexy And his mom's in the kitchen.
Correct. This is usually all true.
That's a moment. I want photos of.
No. No. I mean, my face looks the exact same as normal, but inside I'm dying.
Inside you're mentally screaming, stop!
I just want it to stop.
Oh my gosh, I can't. Oh, I'm so glad it's you and not me.
Thanks. Thanks for the moral support.
Oh, I miss you. I miss doing this. Okay, I'm going to put on the exit music. Thank you guys so much for listening. Have a great day. And remember, go listen to the back podcast because they are disappearing soon. Let's see music. This has been Is the Will and Wright's Grown Up Storytime. Thank you so much for joining this replay of a live broadcast with Zane VI from Twitter and Quincy Spinks from Twitter and just the Twitter universe, the Twitterverse, naughty Twitter, dirty Twitter. Have a great day. Your story matters. You matter. You matter. I don't care who you are, whether I agree with you, whether I judge you, like Zane says. I love you. You matter. You are a spark in the world that is important. So have a good
just
day.
Just know that she's judging you.
Go do your thing and don't worry about what I think. Just know that she's judging you. Bye. Disconnect him. Thank you, everybody.